Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thanks. Have a great rest of the day. Go Cats.
Well, you know the deal, Dave. As Coach Fitch says, all we got to do is go 1-0 this Saturday.
That's right.
For a while with Rutgers, it was ugly.
I mean, it was ugly. Ugly.
But in the end, you know what happened, Dave? I don't know if you saw the game.
I didn't get a chance. What
happened? Northwestern emerged victorious. Not
really?
By one, not by two, but three.
By three.
And you know what? They all count as the same W, don't they?
And you know what? That's two more than they needed to win by.
Exactly right.
And, Coach Fitz is sponsored by Land Rover Northfield.
I have learned so much from you, Coach Fitz. 1-0. That's all we want. We want to go 1-0 again tomorrow.
Man, you're becoming high maintenance. You know, now the points are significant. All right, that's fine. We're going to start talking about whether or not this conversation is going to continue on Friday.
You know, I'm just trying to just echo the teachings I've gotten from you. That's all.
No, I'm not buying that. You're just complaining, but that's okay. That's all right. I'm here for you, buddy.
No, I am here for you. I saw a story from the world famous Teddy G. That's his rap name from the Chicago Tribune. And the story's about Drew Luckenbaugh, who seems to be a fan favorite very quickly here. And amongst other things, he's quite an innovative kid, and he's invented an app to make it easier to get your drinks at a bar. I mean, you talk about
cool. Combining
your college experience, a great athlete and a businessman and, making a bar more accessible. Come on, this kid's something else.
Well, you know what? A lot of people make money at being the master of the obvious. And Drew going out and. You know, he's not 21 yet, so I'm not sure, quite frankly, how he understands why it's so difficult to
ball. Exactly.
That is what it is.
Is it true, as Teddy G, the rapper, writes, is it true that when he missed that first kick, he came off and said, yeah, that was a little quick, huh, Coach?
Yeah, he I don't know if you've seen pictures of him on the game, but he's always smiling, so... You know, I don't know. If I would have missed something that bad, I'm not sure I would have come over to the sideline smiling as if he was. But that's who he is. And just so proud of him. He's a great young man. And obviously, as you mentioned, an amazing entrepreneur. And he's got a bright future ahead of him.
Dave?
Well, obviously, this game is huge tomorrow, as they all are when you get to the end of October into November.
I don't think we mentioned who are they playing.
The Wisconsin Badgers.
Oh, they're all criminals. You know the Badgers hate puppies and grandmothers?
No, that's true.
You can look it up.
No, they don't. When you look at the schedule, and everybody does this, you kind of look down the road. Did you foresee this game having the kind of significance that it will have tomorrow?
Well, you hope you get to the end of October and then through November, being in significant games. And, obviously we still have a long, long road ahead of us to be as consistent as we want to be. But at the same time, we're as a team, we're where we need to be. And what a great opportunity tomorrow is for us and for our whole program. And obviously with what we've done conference-wise, we put ourselves in control of our own destiny, and that's all we can ask our guys to do.
Pretty cool, right? And here's one of your top five cliched questions. How do you keep from looking ahead to next week, which, of course, is a big week? It's Notre Dame. You don't have to worry about that because you got to focus on Wisconsin if you want to beat them.
Well, obviously conference play is what's critically important. We don't put our goals to win one game over another game. We put our goals to be macro and – win the Big Ten West. So this is obviously a huge game. The Badgers have pretty much owned it, here since we've gone to East and West divisional play. And there's been multiple years that we've been one win away. And hopefully this is the year that our guys go out and play their best game against them.
Oh, you mentioned the Big Ten West. It was such an interesting week last week with Purdue beating Ohio State. And at the beginning of the week, maybe people were talking about the Big Ten East is where it's at and the Big Ten West is not. But now you are in the midst of probably one of the more competitive divisions of a conference in football. What do you take away from it that all these teams are still in it?
Yeah, I think it's fun. I'm a fan first, and it's awesome. I mean, this weekend has got a chance to be separation weekend. Purdue and Iowa both have challenging games against Big Ten East opponents. We obviously have a huge interdivisional challenge ahead of us. So this could be a big weekend to determine where the division goes for the rest of the year. But you know, good luck to them. And more importantly, we need to go out and play our best game of the year.
Do you think the narrative is changing a little bit about the imbalance between, like Justin just pointed out, that there's this perception that the East is strong and the West isn't, but now you've got two wins over the East, Iowa has two wins over the East, Purdue has that huge win over Ohio State, that maybe that's changing a bit?
You know, Dave,
I know you got other things to worry about, but
probably not, just from a standpoint, because you've got, you know, three and really four with Michigan State, the largest fan bases in the country, and they're going to click on the mouse a lot more on websites than probably some of the fans are in the East, just because of the size of the fan bases. So, a lot of that stuff, a lot of that hype really doesn't matter. It's great to fill up the 24-hour news cycle of sports, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I think we've got a pretty competitive record against the East. You know, since we've gone East and West, we haven't won every game, but I think we've been very competitive in just about most of the games. So it's I think the conference is as good as it's ever been, top to bottom, and it should be a fun end of the season here.
Coach, there's a chance that the Wisconsin quarterback doesn't play this weekend, so will you adjust your defensive plan accordingly if he doesn't go?
Well, you know, I'd love to say that they're going to change their offense, but they won't change it at all. It will be the exact same offense, a lot of physical running plays downhill at us and then play action pass off of it. And, both of their young quarterbacks are very talented. One of them we recruited and know very well. If Hornibrook doesn't play, it's a very experienced, outstanding football player, and hopefully we'll be able to fit our gaps properly and be physical against the run, because that's what the Badgers are going to do as a staple anyways.
Coach, I know you can't go anywhere without somebody telling you, maybe you should try this, maybe you should try that. Everybody's really helpful. Everybody's got a tip. Everybody's a coach. I've got one for you. Maybe lead the whole game, because the stress is killing me. Just lead the whole game. Don't win it at the end. Lead the whole game and don't give up the lead. How about that?
You're an amazing, amazing mentor and motivator. I appreciate that, and we'll make sure we don't do that just for you. We'll make it entertaining, and then we'll find a way to win. Just despite what you just said,
I doubt that you would enjoy that very much. Coach, go get him.
Sounds great. Have an awesome weekend. Go Cats.
Bye bye. That's Coach Fitz.